This is Stephanie Nelson, host of the Pivotal People Podcast. We have great conversations with all kinds of interesting people who are making a difference in the world. Follow us and leave a review if you like this episode so that more people can find us. Thanks for listening. Well, good morning, Alana. It's so nice to have you on the Pivotal People Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I want to let everyone know who you are if they don't know you already. Alana Rea is a founder and CEO of it's a website, but it's more than that. It's a membership platform for motivated girls called ETRA, etragirls.com. She's also the author of a new book, which we're going to talk about today, which is called The Epic Mentor Guide, Insider Advice for Girls Eyeing the Workforce from 180 Boss Women Who Know. And I just want to say, I didn't know Alana until recently. A friend of mine told me about her. And I looked at her website and I bought her book and I read it. And I know I'm always excited about whoever comes on the Pivotal People Podcast, but I am so excited to talk to Alana about this. I wish this had existed when I was a young girl. I'm not the only one who's excited. Let me tell you this. Fast Company last year, they gave her the World Changing Idea Award. Okay, so it's not just me. Not only that, she made the Forbes Next 1000 list for entrepreneurs. She was actually in the top 250. So pretty amazing stuff. And what's really neat about it is that the whole objective of Alana's program is to help girls specifically. Her goal is to help girls figure out exactly who they want to be. So she is a pivotal person in probably thousands and potentially millions of girls' lives. So she qualifies to be on our podcast. Welcome, Alana. I've done just a brief intro of who you are, but could you tell us a little more about what you're doing, how you got into this, how you came up with this idea?
Absolutely. And I really am delighted. Thank you so much. I was a lawyer first in my career. I was a corporate lawyer for many years, and I loved it. I was a really happy lawyer. And I think part of what made me so happy was that I had amazing mentors throughout my entire career and even before growing up. I had so many mentors, particularly women, to inspire me and empower me. And while I was working and my daughter was in middle school, I began to worry that she didn't have the same type of network around her, that I myself had friends with great jobs, and my daughter didn't necessarily see what they were doing. She knew someone as so-and-so's mom or my friend from book club, but she didn't see that they were surgeons and judges and leading public companies. And I thought, what if we could change that? What if our girls could see at an early age what accomplished women were doing? So when I left law in 2014, I was really thinking about this. And in 2016, as you said, I launched a website called ETRA, which means to be in French, with the idea of helping girls see who they wanted to be. And it started as a website with just some inspirational role model quotes from women I knew and free links to other resources to further girls' interests. I wanted to highlight things like Girls Who Code, Black Girls Code, the resources at NASA, how to get your writing published early, how to get your art seen by galleries, just early empowering links. And it grew really quickly. And so now ETRA is, as you say, a mentorship platform. We have after school clubs where girls can bring this program into their schools. And we set up Zooms with incredible women right at the school. My girls are doing TED-Ed talks. We were licensed as a TED-Ed club last year. So I had 16 girls last year do their first TED talks, one of which was actually named by TED as one of their best of 21, which was exciting.
Oh my gosh.
And the heart of what ETRA does is I take girls directly into companies that they choose to meet female leaders face to face. So we will go into places like Spotify and Google and YouTube and Morgan Stanley and any place where the girls have asked to go. We start as early as middle school. We go through high school into college. And the idea is to let girls drive this a little bit and request a company to visit. And I make the arrangements, and no company has said no yet. We go right in, we see boardrooms, we meet teams, we go behind the scenes, and girls see face-to-face who it is possible to be.
Amazing. And as I was looking at your, first of all, the website is so good. It is so user-friendly. I love the drop-down menu where you have the be happy, mm-hmm. be smart, because sometimes when you hear mentorship platform, girls might be thinking, well, if I'm a straight A student or if I'm the editor of the school paper. Alana, I was a BC student, and that's not Boston College. That's I got B's and I got C's. I found success in sales. So what I like about your website is there's a place for everyone. You can be creative. I love it. It's talking about one of your quotes was, you know, if you're in something, a job that isn't a good fit for you, it creates a lot of stress. Right. But when you're in a job that is a good fit for you, it creates a lot of passion. Mm-hmm. And helping girls find at an early age what their button is, whether you're a straight A student or a BC student, is beautiful.
I believe in that. I do think that it's not too early to recognize the things you love or where you feel the wind is at your back. And if you are in middle school or high school and you love to write, there are people who want to read it. There are organizations who want you to cover their events. I've had 10 girls in this past year write for Worth Magazine, and they covered the Worth and Women summits. They cover their media events, and they write about finance and financial confidence from a teen perspective. This is something that Worth needs because they want that next gen view. And at the same time, girls' voices are being heard. So there are opportunities to do that which you love and do it on a larger scale and really sort of differentiate yourself.
Talk to me about your mentorship chapters. I mean, there are actually chapters where girls are meeting in person or virtually around the country.
So pre-COVID, we were going, as I said, into companies. Those chapters were mainly in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area because that's where I'm based. However, we did, right before COVID, we did an in-person event with Tyra Banks in LA. And I went out to LA. That was when she was the spokesperson for Nine West. And the company reached out to me and said she would like to do a mentorship event for International Women's Day. And so I met with Girl Scouts in LA and a school in LA. So there are times where we've gone outside of the New York area, but most of those initial company events were in New York. COVID brought a different set of circumstances, and it helped us grow in two ways. Everything went virtual. So all of a sudden, we were doing the same mentor events, but everything, we called them mentor pop-ups, and they were on Zoom. So girls could get onto Zoom and meet with executives from Billboard or Disney or hedge fund or anything like that. And girls started joining from everywhere. So now I had girls in Canada and Turkey and India joining these Zooms to ask their questions. That was a first for us. So that's new.
Wow.
That combined with the after school clubs where we're doing a similar thing where, you know, a school in Texas reached out the other day and their Club Etra chapter wanted to meet with lawyers. So I have three lawyers, one of whom graduated from their school, actually, Zooming with them next week to talk about corporate law, litigation, and I think tax. I'm not sure. But that was a specific request from that club. The clubs are designed so that girls can meet and Zoom with any women, hopefully, that they want. It could be any topic. It could be a sports team that wants to talk about the college recruiting process and they can meet with collegiate athletes. It could be an art group that wants to talk about how you get your work in galleries or pre-med students at a college who want to speak with female surgeons. And I really do try to make it exactly what those girls are looking for.
That is amazing. So when you talk about the growth potential of this, now that we've all been introduced to Zoom and everyone's mm-hmm. comfortable with it, what goes through my mind is, I mean, the high number of girls who do not live in a big city,
right. Yep.
You know, girls in rural areas, perhaps homeschooled girls,
mm-hmm.
you know, people who might not even be in school anymore.
Yep.
I mean, I actually looked at it and I know it makes sense that you know, your book, we're going to talk about that in a minute because that is amazing. It makes sense that every graduate would get this as a gift. I'm maybe on my third career. I don't know what I am. I'm retired or something. I read every page of your book like eagerly, like I am learning from it. Anyone of any age could learn from.
That was so unexpected. Yes. I loved that too about it, that I wrote it for girls, but coming out of a pandemic, exactly as you say, women are re-entering the workforce. They are pivoting to something entirely new. They are onboarding into a career they never imagined. And so many women in the book talk about the pivot. And talk about, so there's this whole unintended audience, and I'm so grateful for it, for women exactly like us who are saying, I want to hear what these women have to say too.
That's right. So let's talk about your book. A couple of things. One is I love books. I love books. I read on Kindle, but I love the actual book. Your book content's amazing. We're going to talk about that in a second, but I want people to know, you can't see this because it's a podcast, but this book format is so beautiful and it's so easy to read. It's attractive. What Alana has done is she has come up, the girls have come up with questions, actual questions that these girls care about, 180 questions. And she obviously has an amazing network herself, has 180 successful, very successful women answering these questions. And I read a few of these out loud to my husband. I want to highlight a couple of the questions and answers, because here's a question to Allie Kriegsman, co-founder and COO of Bulletin. And the question, which I think we can all relate to at any age, is, this is question four, Alana. How did you battle imposter syndrome while building Bulletin? And what is your advice on this to girls starting out in the work world? And for those of us who are my age, imposter syndrome is a new phrase. I called it fake it till you make it. None of us really feel qualified when we get that job. So naturally, there's always a little bit of a, what am I doing here? And when are they going to figure out that I don't belong? But her answer was, to face my imposter syndrome head on, I started keeping a tally of all the things I had accomplished that once felt so impossible to me. I'd write them down in the notes section of my phone or in a journal. Success is built on baby steps and a swell of work or lineup of accomplishments that come in all at once. Not a swell of work. Obviously, I should put on my reading glasses. I think logging those baby steps and taking pride of them in them is very important. So the idea that success is not just one great big tidal wave that all of a sudden happens, but it's a lot of little baby steps. And we usually don't give ourselves that kind of credit. And we can't wait for our managers to give us that credit. So keep track of it yourself and validate that yourself until we get to the point of saying, you know what? I'm not an imposter. I'm actually providing value here. I'm helping people. And I think when we can believe that, Alana, it gives us permission to continue to push forward with our initiatives. Someone once told me, a man, of course, told me this, that I was really good at self-promotion. And I said, you know what? If you believe in what it is you're offering, and he was talking about promoting my business, I had a business that I really believed helped people. It was free. I wasn't charging anyone for it. And I wasn't ashamed to let people know about it because I honestly believed that it was going to help their life. Okay, let's give ourselves permission to do that instead of having to be the quiet girl in the back of the room, because it's not attractive for women to be self-promoting. Anyway.
Exactly. I love that. And I love that quote. And there were other women who talk about either imposter syndrome or the trap of expectations. You know, the founders of the Skim talked specifically about getting caught in the trap of expectations. And they said, you know, be confident in knowing what you know and what you don't know. Share your knowledge and your strengths with your team. Identify and work on areas where you can grow and ask questions with intention. And I love that part of it where they say, ask with specificity, ask with purpose. It is okay to not know something. You're new at this, but go into that and own it and ask. I love that.
Yeah. But the other thing I highlighted every time in your book, that one of these executives used the word authentic. I think it is the most frequently used word in the book, which tells us something. I think that giving people permission to be who they are, having to keep up the front of, you know, when I was young, the books that we were reading, that we were assigned to read, was Dress for Success and Swim with the Sharks. Okay. Can you believe that? So it was the opposite. It was like, don't let them see you sweat and just make sure, don't let anyone see your vulnerabilities. And today it's more like, you know what? Who's going to be happy in their job if you can't be yourself?
Right.
And guess what? Yourself is pretty good, right? There's a reason. Someone said in the book, there's a reason you were hired. You know, there was a reason you were hired. So give yourself credit. And I'm not going to read all 180 of these, but I have to read one more because I just love this. I related to it. I started this website 20-some years ago called couponmom.com. It was about grocery coupons and saving with grocery coupons. And Alana, let me tell you what, nobody cared about grocery coupons. In fact, I was the weirdo in the room. People were kind and they thought they were being kind by telling me why it was a bad idea. Fortunately, I have never been like in the popular group. I was never the popular one. So I didn't care that I was the weird one. It all worked out pretty well for me. So
I know how successful it was. It worked out incredibly well for you. And, you know, it would be interesting. What do you attribute that to? And you had this success with that, despite people saying no, you know, not unlike Kara Golden, right? The founder of Hint talks about that in her
quote. That's the one I'm about to
read. Oh, is that the one? I'm not jumping ahead. Go ahead. It's one of my favorites.
Well, this is why it really rang true. And I would love for young girls to embrace this. The question is, how did you find the courage to go from one small idea to an empire? In other words, how did you first become undaunted? Now, Kara Golden wrote a book called Undaunted.
Right.
She's the founder and CEO of Hint, the bottled water company. Here's her answer. There are endless reasons why new beverage companies fail, but when a Coke exec dismissed my idea for an unsweetened flavored water, I realized that I could build a new category that was focused on helping people get healthy. The big guys were so focused on sweet drinks that they couldn't imagine selling an unsweetened flavored water. There was a window of time where I could build it. I had to do it. It was my mission. It was my purpose. Here is my flavored water. I haven't bought Coke in a long time. I love it. I mean, how many of us could look at a Coke executive if we worked for him and say, you know what? You might be wrong. And I just love it. Yep. Undaunted. I've got to read her book too.
It's wonderful.
You know, ideas might seem crazy. You know, if Steve Jobs had tried to explain the iPhone to someone, no one would have understood it, right?
Exactly.
You don't run ideas by, if something hasn't happened yet, how do we expect people to understand it?
Mm-hmm.
I am so excited about your book and your program. There's another question I had. How about old women like me who would like to be mentors?
First of all, nobody here is old. There's wisdom and experience and all of that. And that kind of knowledge everybody needs. And I love that so much. There is a spot on the website. The website is etregirls.com, etregirls.com. And under Be Involved, there is a tab. If you want a mentor, there's a form you can send. I read every one of them. And I truly do embrace that. I think the way Etre grew from the very beginning was word of mouth. There was no big agency behind it who did not have any press or anything else. It was one person saying to another, hey, have you seen this? Or one girl saying to another, I got to visit Google yesterday. And it was the, hey, have you heard? In exactly that way, when someone reaches out and says, oh, I work in automotives, I work in finance, I work in hospitality, anything where they have wisdom to share, I promise you there are girls with questions. So please do reach out. Tell me in the ways in which you'd like to mentor. There are girls who want to hear from you, 100%.
And I think what's neat about that, so I've actually, before I even found your book or even heard about you, I had been thinking, I would love to mentor young girls, but how do you do that? So I think there are many of us who mm-hmm. might be busy. You know, how do we find that to be able to plug in to a platform like this?
Yep.
And then you're responding to girls who have expressed an interest in your topic.
Yes, they're asking for you. And they might very well say, it's not a huge club. Maybe there's a school club that's got 50 girls, but there are some that might have 7 to 10 girls. But if they want to talk about what it's like to launch a podcast or what it's like to launch a business like you launched, and it would be 20 minutes of your time, but endlessly impactful for them, it could be a really light lift for the mentor, but so great for the girls. And the other nice thing about mentorship is it's very self-sustaining. 90% of those who have been mentored say they are very likely to go on and mentor someone else. There are not that many areas that have that kind of, you know, number.
And the whole idea of someone gives you a hand and then to be able to turn around and give someone else a hand. The reason this podcast is called Pivotal People is because after this 20-year experience with Coupon Mom, I decided to write a little book for my kids about it. And as I reflected on it, I identified, yes, there were many people who helped me get this off the ground, but there were 4 specific people. If they had not been involved in the story, it would not have grown at all. Mm-hmm. And that really hit me. I'm like, those are pivotal people. I wrote a chapter on each of those people. One of them didn't even know they were a pivotal person. And after 20 years, I got to reach out to her and tell her my story. It was amazing.
I have goosebumps. I love that.
It was so beautiful. I did a podcast with her. So it's neat to be able to turn around and think about all of us have pivotal people in our lives. If we all sat down and did this exercise, you'd be amazed at the people who had such an impact. So it doesn't matter if it's a club of 50 girls or seven, if there is one person who you could help inspire, how rewarding is that?
Right.
How wonderful would that be? Mm-hmm. So it just even giving people, you don't have to be an amazingly successful business person or just being able to, as an older person, we all have wisdom that, Alana, our kids are not always interested in hearing. But people who aren't our kids, many times are very interested in hearing.
Well, you make a great point. I think that's true. It's one thing to have your mom or your aunt or someone who's related to you say, you can do anything. Don't be scared to be the first at something. You have it all within your grasp. They expect that and it kind of flows by. To have somebody else, whether it's a neighbor or someone you've met through a program like this, or someone where you were welcomed into her boardroom and she took your question seriously and looked you in the eye and said it, when someone else says it, it has a different and I think a slightly more lasting impact. I truly hope that girls, I'm seeing it a little bit now, girls who were in middle school when they had their first visit with me to some company, who now are getting into college and they're reaching back out to those women they met and saying, hi, I don't know if you remember, but I met you on the floor of the stock exchange. I did this program. Would you take a look at my LinkedIn profile? Could you talk to me for 5 minutes? And these women are saying yes. I think it's because some of those girls met them at an early age and it wasn't a family member. It was someone else who took them seriously.
I think that is such a good point. As I look at you, here's the question I really want to ask. I mean, how does it feel? How does it feel to have, you were on the Today Show last month?
Yeah.
You have a million interviews. This is a topic. I mean, the awards you've received, oh my gosh, the number of girls you're impacting. I mean, how does it feel now? It's pretty heady stuff.
I tell you, in all honesty, I'm grateful to the girls. And I don't mean that to sound trite. I think every great idea that ETRA has come across has come from the girls. They're telling me what they want. I'm not taking them to companies they don't ask to visit. It's their questions that sparked the book in the first place. When I was on all those Zooms during COVID and you see that girls from every country are asking similar questions, why not collect them? Why not go out to the woman at TikTok or SpaceX or Pixar and ask her to answer it? It's coming from the girls. So it feels hopeful to think that these girls are out there and they're going to be the next generation of leaders. I'm grateful to the girls and inspired by their questions.
It's going to be fun to watch them.
It is. It absolutely is.
And for me, it's going to be fun to watch you. So I want to know, what is next? You talked about maybe another book. I mean, what's happening with this book?
Yeah, the response to this book has been so exciting and dramatic. The Today Show, as you say, to see it on their website now, we're 4 weeks in and it's still an Amazon number one new release, which makes me happy all the time.
Okay, that is amazing. That is amazing. So people need to understand that. That's, she's skipping over it like, oh yeah, that is huge. Okay, keep going.
Thank you. I think my goal right now is to get the book into the hands of as many girls as possible. And that includes girls who might not be able to buy it for themselves. So every time someone says, oh, can I donate some books to my Girl Scout troop? Can I donate it to the high school I went to? That is thrilling. And if anyone who's listening wants to do something like that, you can reach out to me on ETRA Girls, on our social media. There are tons of ways to do that. And that's been a focus for me over the last 4 weeks and going forward. As far as more books, I love the idea. I love the idea of having an epic mentor guide to space in particular and having it, you know, focus on maybe not 180, but 50 women. And getting into that, the Epic Mentor Guide to Broadway, the Epic Mentor Guide to Sports. There are so many areas. There's no shortage of girls with questions and there's no shortage of women who want to answer. You know, we had to cut it at a certain point because the book had to go to press. But I have, you know,
that is a great idea. That's how the Chicken Soup for the Soul book grew.
Right. Something like that. Exactly.
Do it by topic. And I just thought of this idea. I'm a marketing person. Here's the deal. If you go to stephanienelson.com, you can download a free chapter, the first chapter of my book, which is called Reimagine, which is all about finding your path and your exciting of chasing your dreams. But here's the deal. Everyone who signs up at stephanienelson.com, I'm going to send an epic mentor guide to a girl who
needs it. Oh, I love this.
So guys, there's no limit. If I get 100, if I get 200, everyone just go sign up and a girl's going to get a book because this is going to change the world. There's a reason Fast Company put her on this list. The key is just getting the word out about this book right. And getting the word out about your website. Your website is so exciting because it is such a connection for the whole world. I mean, there's one positive, Alana, one positive that came out of COVID right there.
I couldn't be more grateful for that. It was a bright light in all of this. And I love what you just said. We're going to have to put that up on Etra too. We're going to have to really spread the word and get girls focused on, I'm dying for them to read the first chapter of your book. And that's exactly the kind of, when you say what women are doing, it's exactly what you just did. That is how this network is growing. And that's how girls know that there are epic mentors out there ready to help them. You know, what you just did exactly.
So that was kind of fun to do. We'll see. And I'll keep you posted. It has been such a delight to talk to you. I'm going to stay in touch with you. You can't get rid of me now.
I would love it.
Tell everyone all the ways to connect with you.
Etragirls.com, E-T-R-E girls. And it is the same on social media everywhere. We are at Etragirls, Insta, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. And separately, if you want to reach out to me directly, Ilana, it's I-L-L-A-N-A at Etragirls. And you can email me and you can find me on social. And I'm all over our own social media. If you DM, I will answer you back. So bring the questions, bring the mentor offers. I love it.
I love that. Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much. And I look forward to staying in touch and seeing where this all goes.
Thank you so much. I had a blast.
Thanks for listening today. We hope you're inspired. And if you like the episode, please take a moment to go to your podcast platform and follow us and leave a review so more people can find us. Now go out and be the pivotal person that you are.